My name is Dean Holsted. I'm the Federal Accessibility Lead here at Microsoft. In this episode, we're going to focus on the good and bad examples and the importance of naming your documents correctly. Yes, productivity and accessibility starts with naming your documents correctly. Many of you may remember the old DOC format that was used up to Word 2003. DOCX, DOCX, is the new format that is preferred by most agencies for many reasons. You'll want to use it to allow you to better share, co-author, and access your documents on mobile devices. The X on the end of the familiar document types like XLSX, PPTX, and DOCX mean these documents are in the new, more mobile and accessible file type. So, let's look at some good and bad examples of naming files. First of all, we're going to look at DOC 1. DOC 1 has three issues. It is the default name of every Word document, not descriptive enough, and actually is the wrong format. If you look at the next example, application, application is the correct format, but is not descriptive enough. It simply says application with no information about what's in the document. Yesterday's list is a little bit more descriptive, but it has a .docm, meaning it has a macro, and yesterday really could mean anything. A better example would be 6/18/2015 meeting follow-up, docx. Looking off to the right-hand side, you'll see a good example, cell phone request application 2014 docx. This is a good example of proper format and the save as type of docx. So let's go ahead and save the document. We're going to go up and click on File in the upper menu. Notice on the left-hand side you have Save and Save As. In this example, we're going to use Save As. Notice that you have different types of save locations. You have SharePoint, OneDrive. It could be a network drive location or your local computer. In this example, we're going to save it to desktop, name it, and check that the Save As type is set to Word. Then just click Save. So you can see it's fairly easy to make accessible names for your documents that will allow better collaboration with everyone. By using these two rules, first, make the name descriptive and identify its purpose. Secondly, save the document as DOCX. This is the default save type in Word. Optionally, I would recommend that you avoid special characters whenever possible, since this is just an overall best practice for saving a document. Lastly, if your organization has a requirement to maintain or use Word 2003, Word 2003 has an Office compatibility pack for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint file formats. This add-in will allow earlier versions of Word to be read, open, edited, and saved in the new file format. That compatibility pack is available on Microsoft's Download Center.